I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. Our forecast is calling for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high around 83. In the news, a former Western Iowa legislator and candidate for governor says he's considering a run for the U.S. Senate. 55-year-old Rod Roberts served 10 years in the Iowa House representing the Carroll area before he ran for governor. Roberts got about 9% of the votes cast in the 2010 Republican gubernatorial primary that Terry Branstad won. Roberts says he doesn't want to be impulsive about running for the U.S. Senate and will announce his decision by the end of the summer.
In a field of multiple candidates in a compressed timeline, you really have to think about the potential support that's out there, the resources to put a viable campaign together. So now it's, can you do it in kind of a sprint to the finish line?
Governor Branstad appointed Roberts to serve as director of the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals, a job Roberts would have to leave if he runs for the Senate.
I do have a job I enjoy and people I enjoy working with, and that weighs, you know, in my thinking too.
Roberts is active on the online social network Twitter, and his recent tweets have addressed federal issues like immigration reform and the need for a conservative candidate to run for Iowa's U.S. Senate seat in 2014. I'll have more news in just a moment.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports a bridge replacement project slated to begin on Monday, June 24th, will result in the closure of Hazel Road in the vicinity of Mosher Creek about 8 weeks. The bridge is located just north of 2129 Hazel Road between 2200th and 2000th Streets, or between Union Townships 20 and 21 in Shelby County. Residents in the area and emergency responders who serve the area should plan an alternate route of travel. For more information, you can call the Shelby County Engineer's Office at 712-755-5954. Casino supporters have turned in petitions calling for a public vote on gambling in West Central Iowa's Greene County. A group called Grow Greene County submitted more than 750 signatures Tuesday. Only about 460 verified signatures are needed to force the supervisors to schedule a vote. An August 6th election is expected. Greene County Supervisor Guy Richardson backs the casino and says the county must grow in order to thrive. Reverend Julie Polson of the First United Methodist Church in Jefferson is the leader of a no-casino Greene County movement. She said she opposes gambling because of the harm to individuals and their families. A Greene County casino would likely be developed at the intersection of U.S. Highway 30 and Iowa Highway 4 in Jefferson. Two attacks by a hacker have forced the city of Waukee to shut down its website. The Des Moines Register reports hacking incidents occurred Sunday and Monday. City Administrator Tim Moorman told the Register on Tuesday that financial information was not taken. Moorman said the city is working on a way to restore public access to the website. A notice at http://waukee.org said the city is experiencing technical difficulties with the website. The city sits on the west edge of the Des Moines metropolitan area. Iowa's Business Development Agency is hiring a nonprofit group to look for ways to turn around the state's last-in-the-nation ranking for women-owned businesses. The Iowa Economic Development Authority said Tuesday it is finalizing a two-year, $50,000 professional services contract with Ascent, a Cedar Rapids group dedicated to promoting women-owned businesses. Spokeswoman Tina Hoffman said Iowa has been ranked dead last in a survey conducted by American Express looking at the growth of women-owned businesses in the state. She said that state leaders view that as a problem and want to learn more about the barriers that Iowa businesswomen face and how to change them. She says Ascent will gather data and develop strategies to create and expand women-owned businesses. Ascent is encouraging women-owned businesses to register on its website at www.ascentiowa.org. That's ASCENT Iowa.org. Governor Terry Branstad has picked an interim director for the Iowa Department of Education. Branstad announced Tuesday that Dwayne D.T. McGee will run the department while the state looks for a permanent replacement for outgoing director Jason Glass. McGee will continue to hold his position as executive director of the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners. Glass said last month that he would be leaving to become superintendent of a Colorado school district. He'd served as the director since late 2010 and took the lead in backing educational reforms that were approved by lawmakers in May. Glass's last day is June 21st. McGee will start on June the 24th. Branstad spokesman Tim Albrecht says the governor hopes to name a permanent director by the start of the 2013 school year. Months after customers blasted the company for skyrocketing rates, Iowa's dominant health insurer says it will limit premium increases in 2014 to less than 6% for individual and small business policyholders. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield announced Tuesday it won't raise premiums to cover increases for medical or administrative costs in 2014. Instead, it will only raise rates to offset new fees and taxes required of insurance carriers under the Affordable Care Act. The decision impacts 330,000 individuals who purchase health insurance from Wellmark or who get insurance through small businesses with less than 50 employees. And it comes after an increase of more than 12% that went into effect for Wellmark customers on April 1st. The hike prompted customers to express frustration online and at a public hearing. The U.S. Energy Department is launching a website to nudge Iowans towards buying electric vehicles. Pat Davis, the Energy Department's Director of Vehicle Technology, said the goal of the new site is to provide people with information they need to make informed choices about their vehicles.
It's a new tool available for consumers, and the e-gallon represents the cost of fueling a vehicle with electricity compared to a similar vehicle that would run on gasoline. So it's a way that consumers can know what their cost of fuel would be if they bought an electric vehicle as compared to a conventional vehicle.
The website shows that in Iowa right now the price of gasoline is around $3.84 a gallon, while the e-gallon cost is $1.03. Not only is the price of electricity significantly lower, Davis says it's also much more stable and predictable than gasoline prices.
If you already own a vehicle, you know how many miles per gallon it gets because you probably did your homework before you bought it. You know what a price of gasoline is. You might, consumers monitor that pretty carefully. But you may not know what the price of electricity is and how it translates to how far you can travel in an electric vehicle.
Hybrid and plug-in electric vehicles only comprise about 4% of new vehicle sales, but David says plug-in sales were up 300% last year compared to the year before. As of last month, there were 100,000 plug-in vehicles on the roads nationwide. For more, you can visit www.energy.gov/e-gallon. Iowa boaters will need to follow new laws designed to protect the state's lakes and rivers from non-native aquatic species. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says beginning July the 1st, it will be illegal to transport any aquatic plants on water-related equipment. Boaters will also be required to drain all water from boats and equipment before leaving a body of water, and then keep drain plugs removed or opened while transporting the equipment. Signs listing the rules will be posted at public access points. The new laws and earlier regulations are aimed at preventing the spread of creatures such as the zebra mussels and Eurasian water milfoil. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is warning people that a condition called swimmer's itch is being seen at northern Iowa's Crystal Lake. The condition usually is harmless, but it can cause welts and itching for several days. The DNR said Tuesday that a condition has been noted at Crystal Lake in Hancock County, which is about 30 miles west of Mason City. Swimmer's itch is caused by a parasite that can burrow into the human skin before it dies. The DNR advises avoiding swimming in areas with aquatic plants, which can contain snails that host the parasite. People should also dry off quickly after getting out of the lake. And finally in the news, a Spencer man has caught a $1,600 walleye on Big Spirit Lake in northern Iowa. Joe Lawson caught a tagged fish that was part of a contest sponsored by the Iowa Great Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce. In early May, the Iowa DNR released six tagged walleye into Big Spirit Lake, West Lake Okoboji, and East Lake Okoboji for the contest. For anglers who paid $15 and registered for the extended contest, there's still a chance to win some money for catching one of the tagged fish up until September 1st. Larson caught his fish on Thursday of last week, and the Chamber of Commerce released details yesterday. Proceeds from the Great Walleye Weekend Contest go to the Easter Seals of Iowa. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Edna Lorman, age 100, of Manila, died Sunday in Denison. Funeral services for Edna Lorman will be held today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila is in charge of the arrangements. Susan Benson Blaine, age 61, of Harlan, died Thursday. Graveside services for Susan Benson Blaine will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Danway Cemetery at Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Bernard Wolf, age 88, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bernard Wolf will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Herta Dearson, age 63, of Manning, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Herta Dearson will be held on Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Galen Boyd Smith, age 75, of Avoca, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Graveside services for Galen Smith will be on Friday at 11 a.m. in the Minden Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Eva Lucille Pelzer, age 96, of West Lafayette, Indiana, and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at the home of her daughter in West Lafayette. Funeral services for Eva Pelzer will be held this Friday at 2:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Guy Richard Barton, age 80, of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died February 18th at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life services for Guy Barton will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. And Bob Rogers, age 89, of Cumberland, died June 11th at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A Celebration of Life fellowship and luncheon for Bob Rogers will be held beginning at noon this Saturday at the Cumberland Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.